I'm feeling great. Sometimes the calves cramp up a little bit. It's actually something I get made fun of about by Flynn quite often, but they're feeling great.
Collarbone?
That's feeling great, too.
All right. After all you've been through this season, how dangerous do you feel as a team, despite the fact that you have a record that's 3.5 games behind the team that's visiting you?
Everybody's record right now is the same. You know, we're in the tournament. There's 12 teams with a chance to win the championship right now. That's the way we're looking at it. We won our division. Give us the right to host a home playoff game, and we're going to try and make the most of it.
Do you feel like both these teams are far different than they were in week one, or are they?
I think I think every team is different. You know, playoffs compared to week one. You can definitely take some stuff from that game, but. You know, teams are trying to figure out their identity. We have different players playing. They have different players playing. We're doing some different things on offense. We've gone through some changes. You know, Eddie's role that day is far different than it is today. You know, we're playing differently. And the playoffs, it comes down to execution. Whatever team can run their stuff better and get the ball in the end zone is going to win.
What have you learned from the last three games against San Francisco?
Dave, your mic's not
You got to play well to beat them.
What is the difference, I guess, in the team from when you went down to when you came back? And what are the good things coming into these games?
Well, myself and Randall are both back. That helps. You know, we had a couple of good connections on Sunday. You know, it's doing the stuff that we want to do. We want to be an up-tempo team. We want to... you know, get a lot of plays run. Try and wear the defense out a little bit. You know, we have a different type of attack now that you know, Eddie's playing so well and James Starks is playing so well. So we're going to try and you know, get our best players on the field and find a way to get them the ball in space.
Aaron, none of those three games against San Francisco, the last three were played in single digits or cold. Would you expect the weather to have a big impact on Sunday?
I do.
In
winter is coming. It's here. It's here in Green Bay, so that's definitely going to have an effect on the game. You know, not everybody in this locker room is from the great state of Wisconsin, but we do practice in it and live in it, so I think we're going to be a little bit better at adapting initially to it. But once the game starts, you know, it's about who can execute in the cold weather. It does some different things to the football, and it's about taking care of the football in the playoffs and making some big plays.
Does it affect game planning?
Well, we've played in it for you know, last few weeks, so it's not going to affect a whole lot on our side.
How key is the versatility of Randall?
Yeah, I mean, Randall does so much for our offense. You know, we can give him the ball, we can get it to him quickly out of the backfield, we can have him in the slot. You know, when he was out, though, I think one good thing that came out of that was Jared Boykin's emergence. You know, he really stepped up and made some big plays for us and proved his value to this offense. And also, you know, we got to move Jordy inside and he got to show his versatility. So, you know, bringing Randall back with the way those guys can be interchangeable at different positions, you know, can definitely add a lot to our offense.
Considering the season Jordy Nelson's had and the game he had last week, how important is he to this offense? Just talk about his contribution.
Yeah, I mean, he's a huge part of this offense. He does so much for us. He can play inside, he can play outside. He's incredibly intelligent. He makes great reaction plays on the field. He's great with the football in his hands. He's a great run after the catch guy. He goes up and gets the football down the field. He's you know, he's one of the best. I'm happy he's our guy. But the thing that you know, doesn't get seen obviously on Sundays is the work he puts in on Monday through Saturday. I mean, he really prepares to be successful every week. He cares about it. He has conversations all the time with the receivers, with myself. Always want to make sure we're on the same page. So as a quarterback, that's all you can ask for from a receiver. You just got to dress warm. You know, the cold is a part of winter in Green Bay. So you get kind of used to it, dealing with it. You figure out how to throw the ball effectively in it. And you figure out what are the most important things to keep warm, and that's your head and your hands. So as long as you got a good hand warmer and some sort of heat around your head, you should be okay. But it definitely does change the texture of the football. So you have to factor that in when you're tossing the ball to the back or when you're throwing it. You have to make some small adjustments.
Aaron, how much does it help that you and Randall have had a game now, in terms of rust and discomfort?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to use the R word that so many people like to use around here, but we have practiced a lot together. Both of us, had some practice time before we were out on the field in live game reps, so that definitely helped. But we know each other. We've played a good amount of football together, and again, just like Jordy, he's a guy who really prepares hard Monday through Saturday, and we have some real good conversations about what to expect on the field and the reaction plays that he made on Sunday were stuff that we've talked about, and that's why there wasn't any hesitation on my part or his part.
When did you know that you were going to be okay? Was there any point in the game or even after the game if you double-checked to see, make sure everything's good with you health wise?
Well, I felt pretty good going in. I don't think they would have put me out there if I wasn't ready to go. That being said, it had a preseason feeling to it as far as my mindset, where you kind of want to take that first shot, and you kind of want to get that first pass zipped in there to kind of let the adrenaline start going and feel like yourself. So, my first shot was actually a semi-painful one, getting fallen on there. But after that, it was just getting into a rhythm and trying to make good decisions. Made a couple poor ones, but I'll learn from those and I'll have a better week this week.
How much credit do you give to and grateful for what Matt Flynn did in your absence to get you guys to that position?
Yeah, Matt deserves a lot of credit. He came in here in a tough situation and in a tough circumstance there late against Minnesota and brought us back for the underwhelming tie that we had to our fans. But that tie ended up giving us the half game into the playoffs. So, you can't say enough about the job that he's done and his preparation. Obviously, two big comeback wins against Dallas and Atlanta were humongous. That Dallas game was just a great second-half performance by him. But I'm proud of him. I feel like a big brother when I'm watching him out there because we spend a lot of time together, and he is a close friend. And I just enjoy watching him perform. He's obviously very comfortable in Green Bay, as he's had some great performances here, and he is a big reason we're in this second season here.
A lot of the same faces from that San Francisco defense. Now that you keep studying them, you played them a lot recently. What is the most impressive part of that defense to you?
It's hard to pick out just one with them because there's so many big names and guys who play well. The film doesn't lie, and it's I think it's good for guys like Navarro Bowman that he gets the credit he deserves. I think, for the last three or four years, he's been one of the top guys in the league. But he's, he's playing next to a guy with, one of the greatest name recognition, linebackers in the league. So, Patrick and Navarro do a great job of playing off each other. Very similar players up front. They got guys that can get after you, rushing the passer. On the back end, you got some a young player, and Eric Reed, who's had a very good season. Whitner's had he's a very good player. Terrell Brown is one of the more underrated corners in the league. I think he does a great job in man coverage. They ask him to do a lot. Brock has stepped in and done a really nice job. And Carlos Rogers is, a compliment here. He reminds me of Charles Woodson in the slot. It's a tough position to play, and he plays at a high level. So it's a talented defense. It's hard to pick out just one guy. There's not a recipe, I think, to get after them. You have to be very very accurate throwing the football, and you have to execute your offense as well as you can.